Welcome to the Vamos podcast. With me here today is Tommi Rissanen, research manager at HETE program. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us, what do you do and why do you do what you do?
Well, we at Kempower, we are producing DC fast charger equipment for electric vehicles. And the program that I am running, the HETE program, it is a Business Finland funded Veturi program. And we are aiming at the electrification of heavy traffic in specific. Kempower, the company, is only 7 years old currently. We have been growing really fast for the past, let's say, 6 years. And this year, 24, we have slowed down our growth a little bit. But we see a lot of growth opportunity in the forthcoming years, especially the heavy traffic electrification.
So how did you come up with this program?
The early growth of Kempower was based on the electrification of personal vehicles. And currently, we see the most promising growth opportunities in the heavy vehicles, trucks, buses, harbor equipment, and in the coming years also planes and ferries, for example. And this realization made us invest a lot in this research of heavy vehicle electrification, and we applied and received funding from Business Finland for this research program. And currently we are building an ecosystem to bring forth all other Finnish companies in this area to find global success in this area.
How is the global competition then?
It is tightening, of course. There are a few really big global competitors, and the Chinese equipment manufacturers, of course, are also very big competitors for us. But we see Kempower as maybe the most innovative in the field, and we want to stay at that position. And this program, especially, it helps us to compete together with other Finnish companies in this area.
Vamos.
Where do you see your business heading in the next 5 to 10 years?
It is extremely difficult to estimate the growth in this area, especially as we are a 7-year-old company. So we are looking past our history here. But let's say that the electrification, it has maybe slowed down a little bit this year, but we see in the future it extremely promising growth in this area, because the currently we have simultaneously we are looking at the electrification megatrend. Then we are also looking at the need for decreasing carbon emissions in industry, in heating, in traffic. So these are all supporting this electrification change that we are really heavily also committed on. So in the future, I would say that heavy traffic definitely will be. We are still in the very early stages in the electrification of heavy traffic. In Finland, we had only, I think, 23 new electric trucks registered in the first half of 24. So really, really early stages. Maybe 2% of new trucks are electric currently in Europe. But in the future, that is going to change. And we also see that, let's say, the ferry traffic also will turn to electric, and in, let's say, 5 to 10 year period also the air traffic, regional flights will be electric also. So this is all like looking very good, but of course we need to be able to be competitive in this race to the business opportunities.
Related to this, it's a must ask, what is the most influential megatrend you keep an eye on and why? I think you kind of answered it already, but tell us more.
Of course, the sustainability and all activities related to reduction of CO2 emissions is something that we are looking quite closely. The electrification, as I mentioned, it's not only traffic, it's also the industry, and in the Nordics, the heating is, everybody is looking at ways to lower carbon emissions there as well, and electrification is key in that. And let's say that the political changes, the geopolitical situation that we are currently, something that is also affecting. So we are kind of looking at least three or more large and big influential megatrends at the same time, and nobody can really predict how are these working together. So it is extremely important for us and also for everybody to kind of try to understand and read what's happening as a kind of a accumulation of all these effects.
Different forces affecting it. A lot of the changes happening is driven by the change in the energy industry. What's your perspective on that?
Well, the change in the whole energy system in Finland and internationally as well is a very important question for us, because the electrification of traffic, it requires a lot of electric power, and currently it is mostly coming, and in the future especially, is mostly coming from sustainable sources, windmills and solar panels and so forth. And this causes also some challenges for the electric grid. And we want to be part of the solution, not the problem in this sense as well. So we are researching a lot of issues related to the changes of electric grid. How can we maybe, or our chargers and vehicles behind those, and maybe some battery systems, how can they be part of balancing the electric grid where the solutions, new solutions are required?
How does the security aspect affect all of this from your point of view, seeing what is happening in the world today?
It's, of course, extremely important, and maybe there are two approaches for us to the security aspect. Of course, our chargers, they need to be secure, and we put a lot of effort into doing that from the software perspective and hardware perspective to make them as secure as possible. That is extremely important for us. But then also the geopolitical thing is that it is a realistic challenge for many companies is a must to collaborate with Chinese organizations, and we have been putting a lot of effort to that we, most of Kempower's components are coming from, let's say almost all of our components are coming from European distributors, and our factories are in Lahti in Finland, and one in Durham in North Carolina, US. So this is something we are building domestically or in Europe and in US, and the components are also coming from let's say secure sources. We are putting a lot of effort on that.
Vamos.
What is the most important factor that keeps your business afloat, or the program afloat at this moment?
I would say two things. First is the innovation. We are really committed into research and innovation at Kempower. So we want to be at the forefront of new technologies and new ways of doing things in this area. We are looking not only the charging infrastructure, but also the software platform on top of that. And then kind of the energy layer, how are we connected to the energy grid with our chargers and software is also important. So the innovation is one thing. But then another thing to keep us competitive in the global scale is operations. We also need to be able to scale our operations quite rapidly and adapt to these changes that are taking place, whether we want it or not. And we have been this far very successful also in that. So we have been growing for the 7 years from zero to over 200 million euros revenues. And one key element in that has been our capability of building the operations and scaling them up as needed.
How do you benefit from being a part of an ecosystem like Vamos?
Hete is an ecosystem of its own. So so our aim from Business Finland funding point is to build an ecosystem of roughly 100 companies and organizations. And that, of course, that means that we need to build ecosystem capabilities and we need to collaborate closely with other companies all the time and also research organizations. And being part of Vamos is, of course, extremely benefiting for us, because many of the companies that are part of the HETE ecosystem, are also part of the Vamos ecosystem.
Learn more at vamosecosystem.fi.